This is Jenny Walker with more thoughts on my record deal. One of the things that has been really important to me and making progress and really figuring out the steps between the passion and desire to be around music and the real world, sort of like the music business part, is really learning that there are organizations out there that can help. And the organizations that pointed me and my mom at the time in the right direction were the Nashville Songwriters Association and the Atlanta Songwriters Association. Now, the ASA is a really tiny regional group. They're now called the Georgia Music Industry Association, but the Nashville Songwriters Association, or National, is a national group. It's probably the strongest songwriting organization out there, with the exception of the West Coast Songwriters Association, which I was a member last year, but I did not renew when I moved back to New York from LA, but totally support what they do. Is that there are organizations out there that can help people who want to write and want to sing and want to know what to do. And what you don't do is get on American Idol. I mean, you know, that is not the way the industry actually works. It's a new way the industry has found to work and to promote artists for successful sales. That's not to discount that, but it's really like winning the lottery. And I think that if people know the process and know more about what they should be doing, then it can help them in a way to further their careers. And getting that information is really one of the most challenging things that I find out there. But more and more and more organizations are growing and developing and offering programs. And some other resources out there, the performing rights organizations are really helpful. There's for those who may not know, there are three performing rights organizations in the United States, and there's just one in most other countries, ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. And all three of those are really good about having panels and seminars where you can learn about the music business and network and meet people who can help you along the way. As a matter of fact, I met my producer, Tommy Farragher, at a Learning Annex panel on the music business. So there's a lot of value in those groups, as well as joining professional groups like NARIS, the Grammy organization. You can join them, even if you don't have an album out yet, as a non-voting member. The Association of Independent Music Publishers. I mean, if you write songs, you own your publishing until you give it away. So AIMP is a strong group. They have events in New York and in LA and possibly some other cities. And if you really want to get with it, there's the Musicians Union you can join, and as well as AFTRA. But anyway, there's a lot of resources out there. I don't think people always know where to go to get the information they need. And that's one of the reasons that I started my own panel series called The Connective. And my day job has always been fundraising. It's been nonprofit. I've worked for President Carter, and I've worked for the Rockefeller family, and I wanted to combine those two things into this panel series called The Connective, where I would set up these panels and I would give all the profits to charity, music-related charities like World Hunger Year, which was founded by Harry Chapin, the late Harry Chapin, and WPLJ radio host Bill Ayers. So what I'd like to do is, in the next Audio Boo, is tell you about the Connective series, more about what that is, and the website where you can find out about it. It's theconnective.ning, ning.com, and my next Audio Boo will be all about the Connective and my part in giving back and helping people understand what to do if they want to be a songwriter or an artist or otherwise involved in the music business. And it's all based on what I've learned. And I bring people in that I've met over the years, and they're all happy to give back. This is Jenny Walker, jennywalker.com.